You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are packed with people who want to have some fun with their boys. Hey, Allie, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We are so good. We just want to holla. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I just dropped the kids to school, and I just pumped my gas, and I'm heading into the office.
How much did it cost?
$55.
Oh, you got by cheap. Bucks. It was $100 for me the other day.
Yeah, but you drive a giant truck.
It was big. Got a big tank.
$55. Allie. How long will that last you?
Oh, no, I said 55, not 5.
No, he said
that's
55.
What I'm saying. 55, yeah, 55. How long will that last you?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I drive a lot. I drive a lot.
So maybe 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah, I'd say 3.
Wow. It's expensive.
Well, that would be 10 times a month, which would be $550 a month, which would be...
A lot.
Yeah, I really try not to put it in that perspective.
It's almost $7,000 a year.
Just close your eyes, squeeze the handle, and live your life.
Thanks for spoiling my morning.
So much money in gas.
That's a lot of money in gas.
It is.
Girl, you need to get an electric car.
Yes.
I mean, really, if you're driving that much, if you're filling up your tank every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, you might just want to go home and plug it in.
And listen, I know people are going to say, well, electricity isn't free either. I know that, but they've done cost comparisons, and it is cheaper in the long run.
In the long run, I think, yeah. Or not, whatever.
Well, Allie, don't be mad. We're just having a chat.
You got to buy a $60,000 car first.
Yeah, but there's also tax credits on it.
That's a lot of gas.
Oh, come on. Look at the car you said you want to get is $60,000 or $70,000.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allie, let's play some Rattle Off, and we'll take your mind off of it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. 10 seconds. What we're looking for in 10 seconds are 5, and they have to legitimately be small. We want 5 small dog breeds. They got to be small dogs. 5 of them. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Shih Tzu, Toy Poodle, Chihuahua. A Maltese and a Cocker Spaniel small dog.
Small-ish.
Cocker, that counts, right?
I had a Cocker Spaniel.
The only thing is, you started
up.
Saying Cocker Spaniel before the buzzer, but the question now is, I've never thought of
it's
those.
It's a medium breed, I think. The Maltese is definitely
small. They're pretty small. Small.
Well, compared to us, all dogs
I mean,
are small.
Compared to a Chihuahua, though, let's see here. We're looking it up.
Hold on a second.
Cocker Spaniels are included in the small hunting spaniels.
Ooh, are they?
I'm thinking I'm just looking at pictures. A couple of them are small.
Here's the problem with these categories that we do every once in a while for Rattle Off. They are subjective almost. We need definitive. It can only be.
Look at how much we're learning about Cocker Spaniels now. It's the sporting group, 20 to 30 pounds. Is that small?
I think yes.
Breeds this here from dailypaws.com. It says breed size, medium. From a dog website.
Oh, I'm looking at this right here. Dogtime.com. The English Cocker Spaniel is a medium-sized dog breed with long ears.
I don't think you got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing more pictures of them. Medium.
I would have gone with Jack Russell Terrier, though. Those little terriers are
small. Or a pug. Pugs are fairly small.
Pugs. Dachshund.
Yeah.
I don't think you got it, Allie.
I got to say, Allie,
all
no.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for letting me play, guys.
Hey, you are a great sport. Thanks for having fun with us and have a terrific day. Drive carefully.
You do the same. Take
bye.
It easy.
Okay, bye now.
All right. Now you we'll know what? Forever and ever.
Can I just cut people off at the pass right here?
Don't email
no
us.
No emails, no Facebook messages. Don't look at something online and send it to us.
We just
the
did.
Judges,
we just
the
did.
Judges have made their decision. You
two different websites said medium breed.
So
let it be written, so let it be done.
There. Don't write in and get
Don't
mad.
Don't you do it. All right, who's next?
That would be Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Just hanging
what's
out. With you? Get us off your speakerphone or Bluetooth. Could you do that for me, please?
Yeah, I absolutely can. Sorry.
No worries.
So it's funny, the last category would have been great because I have two small dogs in my passenger seat right now.
They're just staring at you. What do you have sitting there? What are they?
He's a West Highland Terrier.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I thought you said there were two of them.
Yeah. What's the other one?
They're both West
Highland.
Terriers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do they have funny dog names?
No, Max and Lena.
Oh, yeah. Max is like still the lazy. Number one dog name That's in America, a, right?
You got lazy yeah. there. All right.
Yeah. Why didn't you work a little harder at the name, Jessica?
You know, I just tried to Google it, and this is what popped up.
Max. Max it is.
You Googled, what should I name my dog?
No, I Googled, what's the most popular dog name, and I wanted to avoid it until I looked at his name tag, and I was like, you're a Max. Dang it, he looks just like the dog from Secret Life of Pets, so I couldn't avoid it.
All right.
You are delightful. That's really good. All right, well... let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, 10 seconds. We're looking for five things that are traditionally made with or served with cinnamon. Mm. Five things that you can order with cinnamon. Ready?
All right.
Yep. And go.
All right, a cinnamon roll, a cinnamon dolce latte, cinnamon, I'm blinking on it, I'm going to blank it.
Pumpkin pie has cinnamon in it.
Wait, cinnamon, pumpkin pie?
Cinnamon oh, yeah. toast.
Oh, cinnamon yeah. donut, cinnamon mm-hmm. coffee creamer.
Some of those like sweet potato recipes have cinnamon in them.
Cinnamon eye drops, Jess.
It would be the one thing that wouldn't get me, but since I lost, let me turn down loser straight here.
Oh, so. No.
It's my right. God! My dogs are looking at me like a certified loser.
They're like, "Don't you know cinnamon?"
I have exactly. to say that the first two contestants today are the best-natured non-winners we have ever had.
You're
on
good
the show.
Sports, definitely.
We love you. So
yeah, thanks. Well, yeah.
We didn't get the return.
Now,
I love you.
Go live your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a great day, Jessica.
I adore you guys. Have a great day. See ya.
Okay.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. If I have to say it, if you guys are that desperate for love, all right. All right. Hey, Jenna. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So, what are you up to today?
Oh, just driving back from dropping the kids off, too. But this is fun. I haven't played or heard this game before, so.
Oh, first timer. I like this.
First timer.
Good.
Wow.
That's fun.
What do you think of it so far? Now that you've listened to it, what do you think?
It's really fun. Yeah, I feel like I could have gotten those last two categories, but I know on the spot it changes everything. So.
Yeah, because I feel like they're fairly easy, but.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you're in the moment, that's tough.
I mean, things with cinnamon, come on.
Yeah.
Easy.
I don't know. She's right, though. When you're in the spotlight, though, and like the buzz, you know, the timer is going in your ear,
pressure,
it's like, oh.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, we'll see how you do then, Jenna.
I got to ask you something. Are you new to our show?
No. Well, actually, new to the show, yeah. I typically listen a little earlier in the morning, so I haven't been able to listen in at this time. So this is new today.
All right.
Gotcha.
Had a new
okay.
route this morning. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you listen to Dom and Jeremy, but you just never listen at 9 o'clock, really?
No, not typically. Typically, okay. I have to head out a little
totally
earlier.
Totally cool.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome.
So you're like a mind bender listener, but not a rattle off person.
Yes. Right. Yes, exactly. I know mind bender. Yeah. Yep.
Well, we welcome you to this game called Rattle Off. Are you ready for your category?
I think so. Let's go for it.
All right, let's see what's coming up next. Let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. Can you please give us... well, you said you've got kids, right?
I do. Uh-oh.
No, but this should kind of give you an edge, I think.
Okay.
We'll find out. Plus, you were a kid at one point, I think.
It's true.
Okay. It's true.
Definitely.
10 seconds. We need five Sesame Street characters. Five Sesame Street characters. Ready and go.
Oscar, Big Bird, Elmo, the Grouch, and
Oh, you got four!
Just a Cookie Monster would have sealed
Bert
the deal.
Bert and Ernie!
Bert and Ernie in the count!
Oh. Snuffleupagus!
I totally forgot about them. Yep,
you're right. You seized up.
I got nervous.
Darn it.
It was fun, though. Thank you.
Well, you are delightful. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, darn it.
Here's Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
Hi.
Hey,
what are you doing today?
Well, I am making some deliveries. I work for a nonprofit, so I'm dropping off some things to clients today. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Driving.
Well,
like
we
most of the other people.
Listen, we don't have a winner yet, so we're kind of counting on you.
I wanted the Sesame Street one.
Oh, well, big fan, huh? Sit around in the afternoons watching Big Bird.
Yeah, right?
10 seconds, your category. In okay. 10 seconds, we need five drinks that contain caffeine. Five drinks with caffeine. Ready and go.
Red Bull, coffee, soda, tea, and, espresso.
Now, isn't espresso the same as coffee or not?
Oh,
now, my wife would say it's not.
Probably not.
Hold on a second.
It's under the coffee umbrella. I mean, you could have said a latte, a frappuccino, a mocha.
Hold on a second. I'm actually Googling.
It's two different things when you go in and order it.
Wait a minute.
Correct.
It says espresso and coffee are not different things. Espresso is a type of coffee.
It's essentially coffee, but...
But that would be the same if I said mocha, latte.
Right, and I don't think we would have given you that.
Oh.
We just would have said coffee.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. And first of all, we're well over time anyway, okay?
Okay.
I offered to buy my wife a new coffee maker, and she says, I'd rather have an espresso maker. Now, they're the same, but they're not the same. Like, if I put one down in front of you, they're different drinks.
Right.
Sure.
Here we are again with another subjective one.
But still coffee. What's the main ingredient in both of those? In coffee and espresso?
Blueberries. Cocker spaniels.
Are you saying we can't give it to her?
I don't know. I kind of want to give it to her.
Because I want to be... The game needs to... Well,
it
look,
needs
we're
to be done.
At, cause we've gone
it needs
too
to
long.
Be done.
But I don't want the cocker spaniel lady to call back in and be mad.
But that was truly different because that was a medium breed versus small breed.
Ah, but this is still coffee. We can't do it then.
Here's a website that is essentially about coffee culture. And the first line of it is, most people know that coffee and espresso are two different things. But do you really know how they differ from one another? And this article is about the four key differences between espresso and coffee.
Because you can go in and order a coffee and they get a shot of espresso in it, right?
Which makes it different.
Which makes it two different drink orders, kind of. Two different drinks into one.
You know what? I'm making an executive decision. If people want to get mad, you're a
winner!
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes!
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. The same disclaimer we made 5 minutes ago about don't write in.
Don't
do it. Nobody write in about this.
Just live your life. Go on.
Eileen, are you happy?
I'm so happy.
That's what makes it worth it.
So why would anyone want to write in and trample on Eileen's happiness?
Don't take away her happiness today.
I can't imagine what kind of person would do that. All right, you kind of got one over on us. But if you will stand by, Josh will tell you all about those tickets, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, are you kidding? It's our pleasure.